Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called Fever Phobia. And a recent survey shows that moms are sweating over their child's fever, feeling worried, anxious, even fearful when their child has a fever. The survey also found that many mothers believe common misconceptions about how to care for their children's fever. The survey, conducted by Braun Thermometers, the number one most recommended brand by pediatricians, they've teamed with internationally respected family physician, parenting expert, founder of Ask Dr. G, Dr. Deborah Gilboa, to set the record straight and dispel the myths and misconceptions about pediatric fever. Dr. Gilboa is an industry-leading speaker, author, social influencer, media personality, a board-certified attending family physician at Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill Health Center. She's the author of four books, including the critically acclaimed How to Get the Behavior You Want Without Being the Parent You Hate. Also an alumnus of Chicago's Second City Improv Theater, setting the record straight on pediatric fever, Dr. Deborah Gilboa, Dr. G, mother of four boys, with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick, for having me. I'm so glad to speak to you.
Really important topic, and kids get fever, and you say that's part of life, but also part of life is worrying about it as a parent. When should we worry? What should we do when it happens?
What I really want parents to be able to do is to use Braun to measure accurately what the temperature is, but also to talk to your kiddo's family doctor or pediatrician to know at this age, in this kid, what's a fever that should worry me? Because it changes by age and by health history.
That's something that's very interesting. As I'm looking at the website, braunthermometers.com, I'm realizing that what is a proper temperature, a fever, changes as we age. And the information is there on the website, but it's not necessarily 98.6 for all of us all the time.
Exactly. And rather than try and memorize what the normal ranges are or the dangerous ranges are, just get an accurate number and then call your child's care provider so that you can have the peace of mind of knowing, I know what my kiddo's temperature is and I know what I do or don't have to do about it.
We worry when we find out they have a fever. And you said a fever is almost always a sign that your child has a strong immune system that is helping them get well faster. So that's actually not really a bad thing, is it?
No, actually, there's a great book called Fever is Your Friend, written by a really respected pediatrician. This is one of the ways, especially younger kids, fight bacteria and viruses before they've had time, years in their life, to build up a lot of antibodies.
With us on the program is Dr. Deborah Gilboa. We're talking about setting the record straight, some of the misconceptions out there about when your child has a fever. And you say children are generally safe at temperatures that kill many viruses and bacteria. So again, this is something that's not necessarily a concern. It's your body doing what your body is supposed to be doing.
Right. And we as parents look at that number and understandably worry. But it's actually really helpful, and kids in general get better faster if they're doing okay and we let their fever do its job.
And taking the temperature, and you talk about the importance of that, and let's talk about that. So often, and I think 4 out of 10 moms in the survey said that using the back of your hand in the children's forehead is a good way to determine if the child has a fever, and that would be in the misconception category, wouldn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, I've done it to each of my own kids. I put my lips or my hand against their forehead to figure out how sick they were. But it's a terribly unreliable way to measure a temperature.
Well, yeah. And when you're looking at doing it an accurate way, something else that comes to mind is when to do it. And we just get the child asleep, been awake for most of the day, really want to check the temperature, afraid to do that. Should we wake them up to take a temperature? And do we have to wake them up to take a temperature?
Actually, Braun has a no-touch forehead thermometer. You can hold it away from the skin a little bit and get a really accurate reading. It takes 2 seconds, and as all parents will tell you, it feels much better to not wake a child that's finally gotten to sleep.
Well, and it actually, I understand, has like a silent mode as well for sleeping children, so it can actually do that, and they really don't even know that you're in there taking their temperature.
It's really true. The most accurate way for parents to check a temperature is by using Braun's ear thermometer, so that might wake your child. So during the day, or when they're not sleeping and you're not worried about it, you check it in their ear. But at night, if they're asleep and you need to know, is this fever going up, is it dangerous or safe, use the no-touch, and you can get a silent, as you mentioned, quick, accurate reading so that you can have peace of mind and hopefully you can get some sleep.
Well, talk about the importance of where you take the temperature. So many in the survey thought rectal temperature taking was the way to go. You mentioned the ear. Is the ear the best place to get the most accurate reading?
At home, home for parents, the ear is most accurate. If you have to take your child to the emergency room, you may find that they do a rectal temperature, and that is a completely reasonable, safe thing for a healthcare provider to do. But at home, parents and children do best using the ear, and you can get a completely accurate reading because the tympanic membrane, the eardrum at the end of the ear canal, shares the same blood supply as the temperature control center in the brain. So you can feel confident that you've got this accurate reading without being somewhere that makes you or your child so uncomfortable that you're not going to get an accurate reading.
Dr. Deborah Gilboa with us on This Week in America. Dr. G, we're talking about what you should do when your child has a fever, how to properly go about that. You mentioned before that the fever is not a bad thing. Should we reduce the child's fever? Is that something we should do immediately when we determine that there is a slight fever?
There needs to be another reason in addition to the fever for giving a fever-reducing medication. So something about that child's health history or the fact that they're not drinking enough to stay hydrated or something else that worries you. So if you see a temperature and you're thinking, I think I should reduce this, go ahead and call that child's family doctor or pediatrician. If your child, and I hope that you're teaching them to, speaks up and says, also, my belly hurts, or I have a headache, or I just don't feel right, do really listen to them and take your understanding. Because, you know, Rick, every parent is an expert in their own child. So if you feel like something is wrong, go with your gut, call their doctor, and get the information that you need.
It's interesting. I mentioned you had four boys. I assume you treat each one individually. That one child may have a higher tolerance and it may be more open than another. So each one is an individual as you're dealing with them.
Absolutely right. It's amazing how kids can, even when they come in the same home with the same two parents and they're close in age, and in my case, they're all the same gender, and it doesn't matter. They're all incredibly different. So when you're looking at that one child, you think, okay, this child in front of me, is this okay for them, or do I just have a sense that there's something wrong? And we know that even with babies under 3 days old, if a parent calls the doctor and says they're just not acting like themselves, doctors used to say, your child's 2 days old. You don't know how they are. Now we know that parents are almost always right.
You know, it's interesting. So many times, and it's in the misconception category, we feel if we let this go too long or let it get too high, it's going to cause brain damage. Is that a real fear?
Luckily, that's almost never the case. And so it's really fine to monitor and look, like I said, are they drinking well? Are they laying there like a dish rag? Or are they interested in reading a book with you or talking to you or even playing a little bit? Look at the whole child and go with your gut, but don't take a temperature alone as the reason to say things here are at 102, I definitely have to rush to treat that temperature. 102 might be totally reasonable.
We've got a flu epidemic across the country, 49 of the 50 states. It is deadly. When our child comes down, when the temperature goes up, they come down with something. What should we do, and how do we tell the difference between a flu and the cold?
One of the reasons that the flu vaccination is so recommended is because at first you can't know. And treating influenza with the antiviral medication that we have doesn't work very well after 48 hours at all. So if you see a high fever and you're worried, you know someone in your community has flu, and you're absolutely right, we're seeing high rates, and it's in almost every state. So that's a time to go ahead and call the doctor. But I am going to recommend vaccination.
Is it too late to do that now?
No, it's not too late at all. Even though we are hopeful that those numbers are peaking, that means there are still fresh flu cases that are in our future in the next couple of months. We've got to really pay attention to this as a public health concern, but it's a public health concern that can hit individual families with very serious consequences.
Information on the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer that we talked about on the program at the website braunthermometers.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. With us on the program, setting the record straight and doing an excellent job in doing that, is Dr. Deborah Gilboa. Ask Dr. G is a website, a lot of great information there. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.